time again for Braden's Press Box.
Yeah, I really got some fans out there. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're back again, and we just got back from vacation.
So tell me about it,
Braden. Where'd we go?
St. Louis.
Why did we go there?
Cousins.
Cousins live there.
Yep.
And our aunt and uncles, and we've been there a lot of times. Tell me about what we did.
Hung out with our cousins.
What did we do that was really fun and sports related?
Went to a minor league baseball game.
We went to the minor league game. That was last night we were there. You remember who played?
The Gateway Grizzlies and the Kalamazoo...
Kings.
The
Kings, yeah. Do you have a good time?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, they had these really good things. It was a Krispy Kreme hamburger. They had Krispy Kreme donuts and hamburger, cheese, and bacon. Mmm. It sounds nasty, but it's really good.
And Uncle Mike went and got us one, and we all tried it.
I loved it. Me and Carter did. My brother.
But Mom didn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. Aunt Heidi didn't like it. I don't think Mike liked it. I thought it was okay. It tasted like one of those McGriddles from McDonald's.
Kinda.
But I hear they were, they're pretty famous for some reason.
Yeah, they're in Sports Illustrated. Yeah.
And, okay, well, how about the game? Was it any fun?
Well, not really.
You don't remember anything about the game?
Kinda do. I was in the outfield yelling at players.
You were?
Yeah.
And, well, one of them, you tried to get a ball from one of them or something?
Yeah, and I slipped. I almost had it. And then I slipped. And then, well, he threw it in the fans. That's like this. It's just grass out there.
Mm-hmm.
I had it and I slipped, and this old lady right behind me just took it.
Why would an old lady take a ball from a 12-year-old?
She's evil.
That's an evil old lady. I hope she's listening. If you guys out there, don't take balls from kids. If you catch one in the stands, the right thing to do is to give it to the kid next to you. You know,
if you don't
of course, connect- unless it's some famous home run by somebody famous. Well, I wouldn't know. Of course. But tell us what else happened that night. How about who'd we see in the field? I mean, what bands did we see?
Some bums.
We didn't see any bums.
One was in a gorilla suit.
Oh, they were having a good time. I think their company's called RBI.com or something like that. And they were all there just having a really great time. One of them was dressed up in a gorilla suit and running around, and everybody was having fun with them. And They were drinking a little bit of beer, and they picked out one player. Do you remember what his name was?
Charlie something?
Charlie, I can't remember his last name. And they kept cheering for him and say things like, well, Charlie could have done that better.
Yeah.
And then they went out on the field and did some dance to win something. But they were just having a good time. So I think they were as much fun as far as baseball was concerned as the actual game was.
And when the mascot, the grizzly bear, came by him, they said, they yelled, mascot fight.
Oh, yeah, Izzy. That's what they called him.
Now, can we talk about something else?
Let's talk about something else.
How about the other thing we did?
What other thing we did? We took a Cardinal game.
Cardinal game!
And tell us about those seats we had.
13th row.
Yeah, right behind the batter's box.
Yes, right behind the batter's
box. Tell us about that game. Who won?
Cardinals.
Of course.
Of course! Roderick had two home runs!
They were playing Phillies?
Phillies, yes, Phillies. It's Ryan Howe, Jimmy Rollins, Pat Bull, Chase Edley, you know, all that good stuff.
And the highlight of the night was when So Taguchi came up to bat.
So! He was on the Phillies, but he was really good when he played for the Cardinals.
And you know, I thought he was playing for the Cardinals.
He's stupid.
I know, and they gave me all sorts of trouble about that because I was cheering for him and everything because I thought he was on the Cardinals, but I didn't know he'd been traded or something. When did that happen?
Off-season.
Huh?
Off-season!
Off-season it happened?
Yes.
So it's been like that all season and I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So it's no longer...
But we had what did we do right after the baseball game?
We went to White Castle like Howard and Kumar.
Oh, yeah. What did we eat?
White Castle.
Those sliders?
Yes. That's all they have.
You didn't have yours with onions.
No, I don't like any. Oh, pickles.
So you really don't know what they taste like.
Yeah, I don't like any, but I like the french fries.
Yeah.
And the soda.
Yeah. Well, what happened the week before?
Well,
a couple weeks before, we went somewhere really fun. And I know Uncle Kurt doesn't want us to talk about KU, but Uncle Kurt, tough.
Yeah.
What did we do?
We went to this sports bar in Old Town.
Called Oscars.
Oscars, and KU football coach Mark Mangino.
Yeah.
Was there.
It was the guest of honor.
It was called Happy Hour with Mark Mangino.
That was a function of the KU Alumni Association, to which I belong, of course. And
of course.
What did you get there?
Food.
Tell us about that food. Wasn't it great?
It was okay.
A lot of fried stuff.
It was okay.
Yeah. How about the, got your picture taken with some cheerleaders. And what did you get to?
A poster.
A what?
Poster.
A what?
Poster. Poster.
So you got a poster?
Yeah.
And what other stuff?
An autographed picture of Mark Mangino.
Got an autograph, and it was sort of funny because Mark thought that you were really Tommy, your friend. Because
I went up and I asked for one for Tommy, because Dad already got me one.
Yeah, and so Braden just went with it, and apparently Mark has a son named Tommy, and so he was calling Braden Tommy, and Mark, we're ashamed of this deception. If you're listening tonight, but we just went with it. I mean, it would have been embarrassing to do it any other way, but we had a great time. And
we had soda.
We had lots of soda to drink and saw some friends. And Mark made a great speech, and we're going to play that for you in a little bit.
Just wait.
And we also talked. Let's see, who else talked? Lou Perkins talked. And he is a big man. He's really tall, and he seems like a nice guy. And I know that he had said that one of his fingernails was painted pink, and people sort of laughed. And he said, well, his granddaughter had painted it pink when he went to visit her, and that everybody sort of thought he was like Darth Vader or something. But really, you know, he was a pretty nice guy after all with his pink fingernail. But are you ready to hear what Mark had to say?
Sure. Can I take a nap right now?
Yeah, why don't you take a nap while he does it? And let's introduce Mark. He was speaking at KU Alumni Association Happy Hour.
Happy
Hour. Wichita, Kansas.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you. I appreciate it. On behalf of all of our coaches, players, support staff, personnel, we appreciate your support. And, you know, it's pretty obvious that Wichita is a KU town. Yeah! And we'll keep it that way. But we know we get great support from this community, and you know, as Lou said, a lot of you have been diehard supporters of the athletic department and the teams before, you know, some of them were any good at all. So your loyalty is much appreciated, and your support is much appreciated. You've got Vance back here. You know, Vance is special to me because when I came here, he was a player, and he's one of the guys that paid close attention to what we were doing. And he is one of the guys that I told him all the time, if you stick it out, great things will happen in this program. And Banks certainly is one of the foundations. He's one of the foundations for this football program. It's guys like him that give us a chance to build a program. There are a lot of people that help. With football, you see coaches on the field, but there are so many people that make it work. In the athletic department, we have a lot of people that have helped us tremendously, starting with Lou at the top, who is giving us a chance to be competitive, and all of his staff who works hard in the day-to-day business of the athletic department, but it has a major impact on the football program. And I appreciate all their help and all their support, because to have a great football program, you need a lot of people, not just coaches and players. There are a lot of people that go into it. This season, you know, everybody's talking about last year except me. I'm not talking about last year. It was a great year, but it's behind me. It's in our rearview mirror. And I'm focused on 2008, and I know that you are too. I received a letter from a lady that said she's throwing a party in August, one last football party. I told her to enjoy it, but, you know, you got to get ready to celebrate this year. Don't wear yourself out. So the key thing is that, we're comparing. Our players have been working out with our strength and conditioning staff all summer. And, you know, they're out there, you know, every day, lifting, running, doing 7-on-7 and preparing, just like we always do. We haven't made any changes in the program. There's no changes in how we do things. Nobody is, you know, there's no complacency. I just don't allow it. So we won't have any of that. We will approach this year just like we approach every year. You know, take one game at a time, be well prepared for it. Let's go win it, and that's nothing changes. That's how we'll do it. It's been a great year. Even better things are to come. I think that for our program, this past season was not the end. It was just merely the beginning of a lot of good things for KU football in the future. Before I finish, I want to thank you for coming out. I do appreciate your support. All our players do. As you know, I've been through Wichita many times since I've been the head coach at KU, and I'll tell you the same thing that I always tell you. Every single fan is important. We take nothing for granted at KU in the football office. Every one of you are important to us. We respect our fans. We know that you spend money to buy tickets, to donate money so that football can be better. And that's not lost on us at KU. So I want to tell you that I thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll see you at Cavisto Field at Memorial Stadium here on August the 30th.
We feel pretty good about a couple of them. We think we'll be very good.
because I want to make sure that we got the right guy out there, and we still give ourselves some wiggle room to experiment with. But I feel pretty good. We'll be much better returning the ball this year than we were a year ago. Yes. Well, Steve Hike is a place kicker. He's a redshirt freshman from Oklahoma City. He's a guy that, young but really talented, got a lot of weight. He's a lot like Scott Webb, probably a little bit more range than Scott. The punter, the job is open. We recruited a punter out of Miami named Rojas that played a year at Bowling Green before he transferred out. And he and Kerry Meyer are actually competing for the punting job. I prefer that Kerry Meyer did not win the job, but we'll get the best guy out. I'm gonna stay with what I've said all along. I want to play both games, sit down, look at it, study it, see if it's in the best interest for a program. Lou and I want to talk about it. Lou has people that he wants to visit with and talk to about the situation. I don't have an opinion either way. What I want to do is I want to get this game played and win it this year. Yeah. All right, I'll take a couple more and call the night. Yes, sir. Recruiting is going very good. I can't talk about recruiting very much because of NCAA rules, but we're further ahead this year than any time since I've been the head coach. Kansas. All right, anybody else? Go ahead, let's hear it from the mezzanine.
Can you talk about the new facilities that you just moved into?
Yes, I do. I meant to talk about that up there, and that's a good point. We moved the operations on Monday to the new Anderson Football Complex. But most of our coaches are still on vacation. But we moved everything in. We're getting all the bugs out of everything. It's a beautiful building. It's awesome. It's something that's been needed for a long time in Kansas. And, some of us, like Lou and myself, our knees are sore from begging and trying to get that building built. But we got it done. Lou did a great job of pulling everything together. Six, 7 years ago, it was not a reality, but now it is. But starting Monday, all the coaches will be in full-time on Monday. August 1st, the players will report there for training camp, and it's really a great place. We're going to try to have some kind of an open house before we start training camp, so if anybody wants to go through it, they can. We're having a little bit of a problem. Now, it's not a big problem because there's not a lot going on, but we've got a lot of tourists wanting to come through. Can't get much work done. But that's okay. Some of those tourists help pay for the building. We have to make it available to the public maybe sometime next week. And then as soon as we shut the door, start training camp, that'll be it. But at some point in time, everybody, even the off-season, again, I think maybe when there's a home basketball game, we'll probably open up the building again for another open house for people to travel. The basketball game will go in there and look. We want to make it available to all of our fans and alumni, but we have to be practical. It's a place of work and can't have distractions when we're there during the season. Okay, well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate everybody. And
Washington, the rest of the Wichita chapter board.
Well, Braden, wasn't that a great recording we had there? I'm glad we did it. I don't think they knew we did it, and we'll probably get in trouble for doing it, but I like the devil. So what do you think KU's going to do in football this year? I almost said basketball, but football this year.
They're going to go to a bowl. I think they're going to get a BCS bowl game.
BCS bowl game, do you think? Yes. And what do you think they're going to be ranked?
The 13th, I think, right now.
13th right now. Do you think they'll stay there, or do you think they'll go up in the ranking?
Go way up to the roof.
Okay. That sounds good to you. Are you hungry right now?
A little bit.
A little bit? You know what sounds good to me? I want a turtle sundae from Freddy's. You want to go?
Yeah, of course. I want ice cream.
Some ice cream or some... okay, that's great.
French fries.
Well, we're on our way to Freddy's, so that's all we have from...
Braden's Press Box.